Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, new competition for Greek yogurt and using credit to escape debt. Sales of organic yogurt have suffered amid the craze for the Greek variety, but New Hampshire-based food producer Stonyfield is planning to fight back with a new product called Petite Creme, boasting the protein and thickness of Greek, but marketed as French European yogurt.
They want this to be something that people turn to instead of Greek yogurt. And Greek yogurt has just totally taken off. It's almost 50% of yogurt sales.
The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Nassauer says Stonyfield is putting lots of effort into marketing Petite Creme.
Their product is going to have a black packaging, which will really stand out on shelves. They have sort of Art Nouveau-inspired writing on the label that's supposed to sort of reference France for people.
Nassauer adds that Stonyfield is spotlighting the fact its Petite Creme contains 10 grams of protein.
Protein is what consumers right now are just obsessed with. And that has really helped push the Greek yogurt trend. We just can't seem to get enough.
On another front, many people assume using credit means you're getting into debt and will be hit with interest charges and fees. But Adam Levin of Credit.com says that's not always true. Sometimes credit is the key to getting out of debt.
While many people are justifiably wary of credit cards because they can lead to debt they can't afford, one of the easiest ways to build credit and ultimately lower your interest rates is to use credit cards and, most importantly, to be disciplined about paying them off. Pay your statement balance every billing cycle. If you don't carry a balance, you pay no more for the items you charged than if you paid cash. This helps you avoid interest charges. Some people like to pay the moment they see the transaction appear on their online statement because it makes them more comfortable using their cards rather than waiting to pay until they've built up a balance over the course of a month. That strategy can also help keep your credit utilization low, and that can really help your credit score. So you want to use as little of your available credit as possible. 10% is great. Beyond 30%, and your score could take a hit. As you build your credit, you'll want to track your progress. Credit scores fluctuate depending upon the activity in your credit accounts. A sudden drop in your score can be an indication of a missed payment or an early warning sign that you're a victim of identity theft. But if you're trying to build credit, the responsible use of credit cards will likely help your scores over time. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.